I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Real Hauntings Podcast. I'm Noah Daniels.
Hey, I'm Kat.
Hey, y'all, I'm JJ.
I feel like I never get to say my name second. I'm always last, so I try to beat JJ that
time.
You can
go second, yeah.
Kat, you're first in our hearts, and that's all.
Aww. That is true.
We usually save the best for last, but that's me now.
Okay, wow. I think I'm just competitive and wanted to see if I could do it.
You did it. We believe in you. So this episode's a little different. Do you want to tell us why, Kat?
Sure. So I had an experience recently, but that also made me think, what if we just did a check-in and see if anybody here has had any weird things happen to them, any weird dreams or like inklings or feelings, yada, yada. But yeah, so I'm excited to share mine. I have my qualms about it. Should I just go into it?
Well, are we checking in now? I'm feeling great. This podcast is my rose. The fact that the episodes are only once a week is my thorn. But if you're listening to this, you must be a Patreon subscriber because you've are getting bonus content, or maybe not. I don't know who this is going out to.
This might just be for everyone to get a little extra ghost love from the three of us.
I have something to talk about just for a second. For everybody who's got HBO, I've been watching one of their new shows, and
we are not sponsored by HBO.
But not yet.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Our own HBO show about ghosts.
So yeah, I love true crime, as many of our listeners do, and it's called Mayor of Easttown, and it's got Kate Winslet from Titanic. She's the main character, main detective on the show, and it's amazing. Yeah, like she's already getting talks of, you know, winning an Emmy for her performance, and it's only 3 episodes in, I think, but I'm hooked. I'm as hooked to that show as any true crime detective show I've seen. And Mayor of Easttown. The character's name is Mayor. That's her name. And it's in
the mayor?
No. It's that's just her name.
Like M-A-R-E, Mayor.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. And it's really good. I mean, if the acting is phenomenal, they take their time with the show and they're not afraid to do things. Like, you know, you'll watch a show, especially y'all that are creatives, and you'll watch a show and you'll be like, oh man, you know, I wish they'd really take that risk here and do that thing, but they don't do it because they need more episodes, and you know, it's just not the way you structure a show. This show does it, and it's so pleasing to see them
do it. Is it U.S.? U.S.?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That really shocks me. I feel like I've been finding so many shows that take the risks and they are made in places that are not the USA.
Yeah, like BBC shows and stuff are so good about that.
And they're not like constantly just revving up for like season after season.
Right.
Exactly. So yeah, that's my big recommendation. As far as supernatural stuff, I was trying to think, I don't think I've really had any experiences. I am just really jumpy just from this podcast. I get scared very easily now. Just when my wife walks in the room, if I don't hear her come in, I just like jump out of my skin. And she was like, what do you want me to do? Just like announce myself and like, and I'm like, yes, please.
Literally, that is JJ to me. I will like, I will be anywhere in the room or wherever, and JJ will just walk in like a normal human, and it scares me so bad. I jump out of my skin. Sometimes I scream. And he was
like, I'll scream. That never happened to me before this podcast ever. So
like, do you need to knock? Do you need me to announce myself? And it
do
makes
I need to just stomp everywhere.
And like, here's the thing, Noah. It makes me think that one, I'm not taking enough like self-reflection time to really like meditate or like.
I thought you were going to say Zoloft. I was like, yeah, I feel like.
Or like, you know, Xanax. No, I'm just kidding. It makes me feel like I'm not like taking the steps to assure myself that if I were to engage with the spirit, it would be okay. Number two, it makes me feel deep down inside that I'm like subconsciously hiding something. And like, I get really scared and embarrassed when he walks in, but like, I'm not doing anything. So I don't know why. Anyway,
my boss at my old job, I would get scared there sometimes too, when people would walk up behind me and he'd be like, oh, you're not living right if you're getting that scared. And I was like, hey, knock that off.
Right. And then I think that's a generational thing, because growing up, there was probably like a lot. I mean, I was like spanked and all this stuff from my parents. So I was always like on edge. Am I doing something wrong? Am I going to get in trouble? And that makes
that's
me think
interesting.
Like, that makes, and I don't know if you have similar childhood stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, am I always on edge? Cause I feel like I'm going to get yelled at. I feel like I'm going to, you know, get caught doing something wrong.
That probably has a lot to do with it. I grew up in a house where I had to walk on eggshells. So I think that probably does. Gotcha. Happen.
So basically, do we need therapy?
Oh yeah.
Now?
The answer's probably yes.
Starting now.
For everyone. Everyone here, everyone listening to this.
Seriously.
Might just be yes.
Like every time I reflect about that, I look up and I ask for recommendations, and I just haven't taken the step to call the therapist yet, but I am going to do that soon.
I did therapy during the meat of the pandemic, because I was just getting so stressed out and in my own head, and just, I'm very much an extrovert with introvert tendencies, meaning I love being around people, but I also enjoy my me time. But I only had one part of that, and it was really bumming me out. So I got a therapist, and it was very helpful. But then like, we got to the hard stuff, and I just kind of was like, I had like one really hard session. I was like, all right, great. Well, I'm fixed later. And I definitely should have kept going, but I just haven't found the strength to go back.
Yeah, it's like, it's way too easy to quit therapy.
Yeah.
Because your therapist is so non-judgmental about you quitting.
Yeah. They're so busy right now. There's so many people who need their services.
They're like, great.
Yeah. But yeah, obviously mental health is so important. So speaking of mental health, Kat, what was your ghost experience?
Okay, let's get into it. So if you don't know, I'm an occupational therapist, a pediatric occupational therapist. I do early intervention right now, which means I go to families' homes and see kiddos, maybe, you know, younger than three, typically, sometimes older. So my day-to-day is always in the car driving around Atlanta, seeing different kiddos. I'm gonna do my best to keep this as little information as possible for the safety and protection of my clients. But I will say that on one day a week, I go see the same kiddo as I do 29 other kiddos.
Is kiddo the technical term in the occupational therapy world?
I should say this was a word I had to warm up to. It's just weird and like really it just sounds like oddly clinical to be like my client or patient when it's like a child. And it's also weird to be like, the child did this when you're talking to, you know.
Yeah.
It feels very 50s. Like, what's up, daddy-o? You know?
Yeah.
Hey,
well, we can say child. I'm just so used to saying kiddo.
I'm just curious why, like, like kid is not an option, but I like the word kiddo.
It just seems a little more like a little more like relatable when you're talking.
Not like, hey kid.
Right. And I don't say it. I mean, I use their names, but right now I guess I could say client. Maybe I'll say client. So
you can say kiddo.
JJ, you are trying to tell me to.
I'm not
mansplaining you how to say the word.
I was just making a joke. No,
that was really funny. Okay, so this kiddo in particular, they are autistic. I see them once a week, and lately this kiddo has been challenging me a lot because they are very aware of therapy. They are very aware that people come to their house just to work with them. So obviously, you know, it's a hard thing to go through. So they are kind of acting out in a bunch of different ways. So there was this one session and they were like, not upset, but just like going kind of crazy, jumping on the bed, throwing toys, spitting a little bit. Like they clearly did not want to be participating, which is fine. I understand there's a lot going on. And I'm trying to rebuild the trust. So I open up my phone because I want to like play a fun YouTube song for them, kind of like reroute the session into a more organized thing. And the second I unlock my phone, they go, oh, Mary. And I was like, wait, what? Like thinking like, okay, maybe they're asking me to play Mary Had a Little Lamb on YouTube, or maybe it's like a fun new character that they've been watching. I hadn't even opened the YouTube app yet. It was just the background of my phone, which was a picture of like a 20-year-old grandmother of mine whose name is Mary. So it like shook me to the core because immediately this kid, I opened my phone, this kid, you know, I was like, oh, should we watch Elmo? Like, what would you like to watch? And then instantly this kiddo goes, Mary. And I was like, there's no way. Like, saw the background on my phone and said Mary. Maybe they said Dory, maybe they said Carrie, I don't know. So I was like, Mary? So that's the one time I prompted this kiddo. I was like, Mary? And since then, and like immediately they'll say Mary and point at the picture on the background of my phone. And I'm like, okay. I ignored it that week. I was like, okay, this is just coincidence. We went on with the session. I brought it up to the mom just for fun. And she was like, oh, I haven't, you know, I've never noticed anything like that. So the next week I go back and I had completely forgotten about it. And the second I unlocked my phone, it was Mary. That's Mary pointing at it, everything. And I was like, okay, I got to figure this out. So I opened up my Google Photos, you know, how you can go to Google Photos and click on a face and it shows you like all the pictures you have of them. So I went to my grandma's photos and I decided to pick an older version of her. She died in like last year. And I only have a few pictures of her when she's young. And so most of the pictures I have of her are very old. And so I show them a picture of my grandmother from when she was older and doesn't look anything like the one on the background of my phone. And they go, Mary, oh, Mary.
I love how, oh, Mary, yeah. This kid is so sassy in their way of freaking you out with your grandmother.
Yes, that was the craziest part. I was not prompting them. I even went back to like the main Google Photos thing and was scrolling through all the pictures and they were like, Mary, all Mary. And I will reiterate that this kiddo is autistic and has only recently started saying more words and does not say many sentences. So the fact that they're pointing and saying, Mary, these are all Mary, you know, it had me jolted a bit, but it also made me think, oh, you know, they heard me react last week to the initial Mary thing. So maybe they're just like having some fun. But the next weirdest part is that as I was showing all these photos of my grandmother, they say very quickly, they go, Gamary, like with the G, and we've called her Grand Mary my whole life, or GM, or G Mary, or Grand Mary. That's been her name.
Grand Money?
No,
not that one.
Never. Okay. just Grand. Never Grand Money. Also, side note, she kind of had some dementia her last few years of life, and she only met JJ once or twice, but the one time,
just once,
one time that she met him, and she was like, you know, yelling at me, telling me to do all these, you know, she was pretty far into her dementia.
Yeah.
And so I'd ask her questions about her childhood, just to like try to get JJ to help JJ get to know her. And she'd be like, just like talking about random stuff and like annoyed that I was asking questions and like, you know, acting like I was patronizing her. And then JJ would ask her a question and she would give the perfect answer that was correct in all senses of the word, and like
vivid
or lucid. Detailed, lucid. Yes, she would give like a clear history answer of her childhood. And then at one point I was like, she was like, I don't know what she said. She was like, I like him. And I was like, isn't he great? And she was like, he's perfect or something.
Aww.
She was definitely flirting with him. She was flirting with him.
I have a way with older women. What can I say?
Kat, was it that grandmother that the mediums have kind of connected to when they've come along?
No, that was the other side.
Okay.
It was just so crazy. I started recording the kiddo when they were talking about it to see if I could get it on. Let me see if I can find it. That's the thing that made me want to record was the second one when they said Gamari. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Because, see, this is crazy. The longer we wait to tell the story, the more details that disappear. I started just like, I didn't try to prompt. I wasn't like, you know, Grand Mary and she died and all the stuff. I was like, oh, who? Grand Mary. So they said Gamari, and I instantly, because of shock, was like, Grand Mary? And so they were like, Grand Mary. And I was like, well, what about her? And they go, she's mad.
What?
Yeah. I was like, mad about what?
The kiddo was like essentially claiming that they're communicating with your grandmother.
Yeah. This is a 4-year-old, by the way.
Well, we know she was not mad about me because she said I was perfect. So
she's mad, except JJ.
I'm like, what is she mad about? Like all this stuff, anyways. And I was like, where is she? And they go, in the attic. And at that point I was like, maybe I'm just fetching for stuff here. Cause like, I don't know. They don't have an attic. I don't have an attic. I don't know what that meant.
Was she cremated?
Yeah.
Is she in an attic somewhere?
No, we don't. Is that what your family does?
Didn't we have a guest on that said that
they, in the attic?
We definitely had a guest on who was like, grandma was in the attic and haunting us.
There was a Teresa story about her friend's uncle who was cremated and his ashes. No. He was cremated. Hold on. He died. He was buried. I'm not sure if he was cremated, but Teresa connected with her friend, and Teresa was like, I keep getting pictures of a box that's in an attic.
Oh, right.
His name on it. Because they were like dealing with his will. They didn't know who got the house. They were cleaning out his house. They went upstairs to the guy's attic, found the box with his name on it, and in it was his dead cat.
Oh, did the mic, you heard that,
dude? I mean, that shook me.
Oh my god,
that was JJ and Kat's cat, by the way. But what timing.
He got scared when I said, oh my god, went under the bed. Anyway, they found the cat, and then the friend was like, he always told us the only thing he wanted when he died was to be buried with his cat. So that's the attic story.
I feel like we also had a guest whose grandparent was in the attic, and then like they went and got him because they kept communicating, but I don't know. But okay, so you're, as far as we know, your grandmother's ashes aren't in an attic or anything. So were you able to make...
We did bury her in Alabama, so...
Okay, so were you able to make any connection to an attic once that was told to you?
No, and nothing else has happened. The only connections were like, maybe she's the lady that's in our room and she's mad because we're not married and we live together.
Maybe she was mad at the kid for acting out during your session. I feel like she's just kind of like job shadowing you and being like, what's my granddaughter up to? And just being like, this kid needs to
Have you tried showing the kid a picture of someone else just to see if they?
Yes. I instantly showed a picture up to them of my other grandma who passed away years ago, and they had no answers. They were just like, Lynn, you know, just like guess, I don't know, saying nothing.
Yeah. But that's really, I mean, that's unexplainable. I mean, it's bizarre.
It really is. It's unexplainable, except for the fact that the first time they saw the picture, they said something that sounded like Mary to me. I swear it was Mary. When I went downstairs and asked the mom, I was like, you know, do they know anybody named Mary? Do they watch something named Mary on YouTube? And they said that the younger sibling is obsessed with Dory, but not the kid that I was seeing. I don't know. So that's
the mom was like, you mean Mary in the attic? And you're like, what? And she's like, nothing.
And then, because it had been a week or two the second time I pulled out the picture and had forgotten about it. And they were like, Mary? So I asked the mom, and this is common for kids that are autistic, that they just have a really good memory. Mm. So I was like, you know, is this a common occurrence when they remember something so specifically? Or like, you know, so if it was tied to my reaction, then of course I'd remember the name that was associated with that. And she was like, yeah, they have a spectacular memory. So yeah. I don't know what to think.
But yeah, I mean, really, I would say, you know, if the individual saw any picture of an older woman and was like, Mary, 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 I would be more likely to say, oh, yeah, they just attach themselves to your reaction and they're trying to generate that reaction for attention or whatever. But the fact that you showed them older and younger pictures and pictures of other people, like, you know, I don't know if it's supernatural or what, but it's really bizarre and like really cool that happened.
Every time they were like, Mary, all Mary, like old age, middle age, young age. It was pretty cool.
That you did include a control group in your experiment.
Yeah.
I want to say I was being scientific to be like, oh, let me like, you know, saying that I wanted to prove this theory wrong. But really, I was optimistic that I could prove that they could talk to dead people. So I was like showing my other picture of my grandma and was like, what if they instantly could name her? But
that would be wild. It's just like every picture you showed, they were like, oh, that's Grandpa Bill. Oh, that's, I'd be like, I'm done. Bye.
And I will say
that would convince me if that was like repeatedly happening. Cause I mean that with different deceased people.
Yeah. Just a bunch of variables.
All of this took place within this span of like 2 to 3 minutes. I was not like taking half the session.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah. Kiddo. It was a medium.
That's wild. So, I mean, you gotta, you know, keep us updated if anything else like that happens.
You want me to play this recording?
Yeah.
Okay. I think there's two. Let me try this one first. I have no idea. Here, this one.
Who is? Who's that?
She's Mary. No, I like Mary.
You like her?
Yep.
Did you say she's what? What did you say?
Maybe.
She's mad.
She's mad.
Why?
Because I want that team.
Who is she?
She's angry.
Why is she angry?
Yep.
Is she here? Where is she?
She went to the attic.
She went to the attic. Where is she?
Really? How do you say Mary?
Did you say Grand Mary?
Grand Mary.
My goodness, y'all.
Yes, she did.
She's what?
She's a ghost.
Where?
No, I'd like to be a ghost.
Okay. Where is she?
She's the ghost.
Okay. Wow.
Yo, fuck that.
They were super clear there.
You kind of buried the lead that they say ghost like 10 times.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
The thing that makes me not think that, but also I'm like, ooh, this kid's like a little dark. Is that there's one part where you didn't understand what they were saying, but to me it sounded like they said like this was right after or right before they said Mary was angry. It sounded like they said she's gonna kill you.
Something like that. What? Yeah, I'm gonna blow that up so where we can hear it. I'll be able to make all that stuff louder so where we can hear it.
But I had forgotten most of that.
Man.
I don't know.
That's pretty cool. And
that's nuts.
So since that's happened, Kat, has it been something that's really stuck with you? I mean, have you been thinking about that a lot?
Maybe for like that day, I was really excited about it. Just like, I don't know, like, I guess my grandma's around or something. Cause that was very specific, all the details they said. But earlier that day, when I got there, they started showing me like these goofy sides that I hadn't seen before, showing me some like fun, different laughs they were doing, like, like spooky stories or something. So maybe they've been like exposed to some
ghost or something, you know, like some linear story.
Like that.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, that's fascinating. I can't wait to go back and hear that again. That was pretty wild. Yeah. Obviously, audience, if any of us have any experiences, we'll bring them to you. But I mean, this is certainly, I would say, the first grounded experience any one of the three of us have had since the podcast started. So that's pretty cool. I'm glad we were able to share that with everyone.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Sorry. I just keep thinking about it. That's crazy.
Don't think about it too much. It's okay.
I mean, I think, you know, it could, it's still, for me, it's in the realm of like, it could still just be coincidence.
Coincidence. Yeah.
And like, I kind of heard them say good Mary. And then maybe just like change Grand Mary, because, and you're pretty open about that, Kat, that, you know, mm-hmm. there were, in the heat of the moment, you might have led them on to like certain answers.
Yeah.
I heard G Money, but I may be
wrong. Yeah. If they had said G Money, I would have 100% sold. But wow. It is fun to think about your grandma just like checking out what your work day is like.
Yeah. I've said it before, but I love the idea that people have some kind of real connection to this thing that we've been exploring for so long, but it's so hard. You know, I love all the mediums that we have that come on, and they've been so genuine and honest, but it's just so hard to believe, because it's what they're claiming that they're doing. It's so hard for me to wrap my head around when they're not right in front of me doing their thing, if that makes sense. So it's cool to know that Kat had this experience that wasn't somebody claiming to be a medium or anything like that. It was just this kind of random occurrence that, you know, could just be a coincidence, but it's also kind of neat that you got to experience it.
Yeah, I'm interested. I'm interested now, because now it feels kind of like a game, because I forget when I go, but I open my phone and instantly they're like, Mary. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going down that. Maybe it's a game now.
Right.
But that day when I recorded, it was pretty shocking. I don't know.
Well, from our G Money to yours, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm JJ.
And I'm Kat.
Ooh. Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
Save yourself.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.